Thank you, Dave. That was great. Let's turn to the Brit Chadashah, the New Covenant Scriptures, to the book of Mark. I want to start a new series today, the book of Mark. The book of Mark may be the earliest written account of Messiah's life and ministry, and it was very likely composed before the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. Mark was not one of the 12 apostles, but he was an early messianic Jewish leader who was very closely associated with the Lord's representatives. When Peter was in prison and about to be executed, people gathered to pray in the home of John, who was also called Mark, this man. Mark was a cousin of Barnabas. Not only was Mark related to great Barnabas, who was given the title of apostle, but he is closely associated with two of the greatest of the Lord's representatives. He was a companion of Peter, who refers to Mark as his son. Mark was also a companion of Paul and accompanied the rabbi on his first great missionary journey. Yes, Mark did leave that journey before it was over, which led to a falling out between Paul and Mark for a time, but the two were later reconciled. Mark was an important messianic Jewish leader who was very familiar with the main people involved in Messiah's life and ministry. And that's what Mark's book is about, Messiah's life and ministry. Who is Yeshua? Why is he so important? How does who he is affect me? Who is Yeshua to me? How should I respond to him in light of who he is? These are the questions that we must ask and answer as we read this accurate and divinely inspired book of Mark. Verse 1. The beginning of the good news about Yeshua, the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Who is Yeshua? He is a man. He is the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the ultimate prophet, priest, king, and savior. The prophet who speaks for God, the priest who brings human beings to God and brings God to human beings, the ultimate king who rules for God, the savior from our greatest enemy, Satan and the demons, sin, the sin nature, and death. Who is Yeshua? The Son of God, fully divine, equal to God the Father in nature, distinct from the Father as a person, subject to the authority of the Father. He is the Son of God. Who is Yeshua? He is the focus of the many prophecies of the Tanakh, the main focus. including Isaiah's prediction that God the Father would send a messenger, a forerunner, an advance man, to prepare the chosen people for the coming of the Lord. This advance man was John the Baptist, himself a very great prophet, himself fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah about being a voice in the wilderness. Who is Yeshua? He is the Lord. Adonai, divine, fully God in nature, and yet a man who was born into this world. Who is Yeshua? The one worthy of having a great prophet prepare the chosen people for his arrival. How did the forerunner prepare the Jewish people for his arrival? He demanded that we prepare ourselves for the imminent arrival of the Messiah, that we repent, that wherever we had wandered from God, we turn back to God, that we turn back to the Word of God and the way of God, that we demonstrate our spiritual renewal by being immersed in water. If we did these things, our sins would be forgiven, and we would be ready for the soon coming of the Lord in the person of the Messiah, the divine Son of God. And there was a tremendous response to this voice in the wilderness. Mark tells us that the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. John may have been a voice in the wilderness, but it was a wilderness that was strategically close to the center of world Jewry, Jerusalem and Judea. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by John in the Jordan River. Tremendous response to this voice in the wilderness. Mark gives us more information about the forerunner and his message. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. John was a very austere man. He was what's known as an ascetic. He purposely denied himself the comforts of the world in order to concentrate on serving God. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. One who is greater than me will arrive very soon. He's so much greater than me that I'm not fit to touch his sandals. I can immerse those who want to return to God with water. He can surround human beings with the very presence of God Himself, the Holy Spirit. Who is Yeshua? Someone far greater than John, who's the greatest of the prophets. Someone holier than the most holy man. The one who can bring human beings very close to the presence of God, so close that the presence of God is surrounding them, enveloping them like a man immersed in water. And the prophecy of the forerunner, that the Messiah would arrive soon, quickly took place. Mark tells us that at that time, Yeshua came from Nazareth in Galilee, further north, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Yeshua was coming up out of the water, he, John, saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on Yeshua like a dove. A dove being a symbol of peace, purity, sacrifice, grace, since a dove could be used by the poorest as a sacrifice. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Who is Yeshua? He is a human being, but he's also the divine Son of God. "You are my son." Inferior to God the Father in position and in authority, but equal to God the Father in nature. Separate and distinct from the Father as a person. He's the Son of God, whom the Father loves and treasures and is very pleased with because of his excellent nature and excellent life. And Yeshua is the unique recipient of the Holy Spirit. Anointed, filled, empowered by the Holy Spirit, unlike any other human being who has ever lived or who ever will live. And he is the recipient of a heavenly proclamation of recognition and approval from God the Father. "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The recipient of a heavenly proclamation of recognition and approval from God the Father, something which is exceedingly rare and precious and significant. Who is Yeshua? The Son of God and a perfect man who is full of peace, innocence, grace, full of the Spirit, and who by his sacrifice can bring us peace, holiness, atonement, everlasting life. Who is Yeshua to me? Someone who can enable me to become like him. A son or daughter of God, a child whom the Father treasures, with whom he is well pleased. Someone who can send the Holy Spirit to anoint me and empower me to live a successful, God-honoring life. And since Yeshua was baptized in water, not because he needed to demonstrate that he had repented of his sins, because he never sinned, but rather he was baptized to identify with the Jewish people and to demonstrate that he was committed to serving God, we should follow his example and be baptized as soon as we are old enough to understand that Yeshua is indeed the Messiah and the Son of God and make a commitment to obey him and his Father. At once, the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days. Being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. Who is the Spirit? He's the Spirit of Yeshua. He's the Spirit of the Son. And He's the Spirit of God the Father. He is the Spirit whom the Father and the Son share. He is a divine person, like the Father and the Son, but He is a person without a body. He is a person, not an impersonal force, since an impersonal force could not send the Son of God to a specific place. But the Spirit sent Him, sent Messiah out into the wilderness. An impersonal force could not do that. Who is Yeshua? A man who is continually sensitive to the leading of the Spirit. A man who is constantly guided by the Spirit. If the Spirit sent him into the wilderness, that's where Yeshua went. Who is Yeshua? A courageous man who was willing to be alone in a dangerous wilderness because the Spirit sent him there. A man who, unlike every other human being who has ever lived, was able to withstand all the temptations of the satanic adversary, who was a real fallen angel and the leader of the fallen angels. Who is Yeshua? A man whom the angelic messengers cared for. Who is Yeshua to me? Someone who can help me in my times in the wilderness. And there will be times when I am in the wilderness. Someone who can help me in my times of loneliness and danger. Someone who can give me courage in the wilderness. Someone who can help me withstand my temptations. Someone who can direct the angels to care for me. Mark continues, after John was put in prison, Yeshua went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Who is Yeshua? He is the most important person with the most important message. He is someone who takes the initiative with that good news and takes it to others, starting with the Jewish people first. Who is Yeshua to me? He is someone who wants me to take the initiative and bring the good news to others, like he did. What was the good news he proclaimed? God the Father has a good kingdom over which he rules. And this kingdom was more present than ever in this fallen world. God's kingdom was penetrating the dark kingdom of this world in the person of King Yeshua, the Son of the High King of Heaven. The chosen people needed to understand this, believe this, turn away from any sins, and turn back to God in any area in which we had strayed. We needed to believe this good news and repent. Who is Yeshua? Someone who is on a great rescue mission. Someone who is looking for men and women who will follow him and help him bring this good news of rescue to others. As Yeshua walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake because they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Yeshua said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once, they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Yeshua. Who is Yeshua? He is someone who is still calling people to come and follow him. To know who he is and do what he wants done, especially helping other people hear the good news and become part of the kingdom of God. Who is Yeshua? Someone who demands our devotion more than work or career or family. Like Simon and Andrew, James and John, we need to drop everything and give him that kind of loyalty. They went to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, Yeshua went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority and not as the teachers of the Torah. Who is Yeshua? A deeply religious Jewish man who lived under the Sinai covenant and followed all of God's laws, including observing the Sabbath, who regularly went to synagogue as part of the community of God's people to worship God, to hear the Word of God being read and taught, and to teach it himself with authority coming from himself, not needing to get his authority by quoting other authoritative teachers. Who is Yeshua? Israel's supreme teacher, our greatest rabbi, more authoritative than Moses or any of the prophets or any rabbi or sage. Who is Yeshua to me? Someone whose teaching I should know, I should respect, I should implement, more than the teaching of any other human being who has ever taught anything. While he was teaching in the synagogue, Yeshua was interrupted by an amazing confrontation. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Yeshua of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Yeshua said sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority." He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Who is Yeshua? God's Holy One. Someone whom God sent who is absolutely unique, special, one of a kind, pure, sinless. Someone who doesn't need the dark forces testifying on his behalf, though. Someone who is greater than the fallen angels. Someone who can destroy the fallen angels and eventually will destroy them. Someone with great spiritual authority who can command a fallen angel to stop possessing a human being, and that fallen angel must stop its possession. Who is Yeshua to me? Someone who can free me and all of humanity from the control of the fallen angels. And we are under their control. Someone who can free us from the doom we share with them. And humanity does share the doom of the fallen angels. Buddha, Muhammad, Marx, Freud, Einstein, no one else cannot free humanity from their dark power or their destiny of destruction. Only Yeshua can. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Yeshua about her. So he went to her. He took her hand, and he helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. Who is Yeshua? Someone who is concerned about the relatives of his followers. Someone who, when we tell him about the needs of those we care about, responds and helps. Someone whom God empowers to miraculously heal the sick. And that's good, because all of humanity is sick and needs to be healed. And Yeshua will do that one day to all those who become loyal to him. He will heal us with a perfect healing so that we can serve him forever. That evening, after sunset, which made it the end of the Sabbath, Motzei Shabbat, the people brought to Yeshua all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. And Yeshua healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons. But he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was. Who is Yeshua? Someone who was quickly becoming popular among the Jewish people. Especially because there had not been a miracle-working prophet among the Jewish people for centuries. And here was the young carpenter-turned-rabbi doing many miracles, and that made a tremendous impact on us. Who is Yeshua? Someone who can heal us spiritually from the control of the demons and heal us physically from our diseases. Who is Yeshua? Someone who didn't want any relationship with the demons, including them testifying about who he is. Someone who had authority to silence them because he was greater than they were. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Yeshua got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Yeshua replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That's why I have come." Who is Yeshua? Someone who would get up very early and seek a place of solitude so that he could talk with his Father. And if the Son of God made special efforts to commune with God through solitude and prayer, do you think maybe we should consider doing the same thing? Who is Yeshua? Someone who didn't need the popularity of the people, who didn't want to build up a big crowd in one place, because he understood who he was and his mission to bring the good news along with miraculous healing abilities to the other cities throughout the land of Israel. So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Yeshua was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. Yeshua sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Yeshua could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Who is Yeshua? He is a very holy man who was willing to touch a leper. A holy man who was willing to touch a leper, thereby comforting that lowly man by that human touch. He was a man who was not made unholy by touching a leper, but rather helped the leper become holy. Who is Yeshua? Someone whom God used to heal the horrible disease of leprosy, which ravaged the body, isolated the individual from the community, limited his ability to earn a living, and prevented him from worshiping at the synagogue or the temple in Jerusalem. Yeshua is the healer of lepers. And humanity is a spiritual leper, sick, diseased, decaying, unclean, impoverished, far from God. And Yeshua alone is willing and capable of touching and healing humanity. Who is Yeshua? Someone who knew the Torah. Someone who was committed to the Torah and knew that it contained laws about the healing of lepers. And instructed this leper who had been healed not to tell others about this miraculous event, but follow those laws and go to the temple in Jerusalem and offer the appropriate sacrifices, which would have been a tremendous testimony to the priests and the leaders of the temple in Jerusalem. Who is Yeshua? Someone who can be disobeyed by those he touches. Someone who can be dishonored by those who he heals, which causes problems for him. Messiah has touched and healed millions of spiritual lepers over the centuries, Jewish people and peoples from the nations. Lamentably, instead of obeying him out of gratitude, many have disobeyed him, dishonored him, and complicated things for him. If he has touched and healed you, make sure you are not one of those. Mark chapter 1, who is Yeshua? He is a lot. Who is Yeshua to me? He better be a lot. Let's stand. And we're going to spend